listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service in the School of Public Health. I'm speaking today with Dee Eddington, the director of the Health Management Research Center at the University of Michigan. The center just released a paper that suggests that companies that include healthy as well as sick employees have better outcomes with wellness plans than companies that just allow the high risk and diseased employees to participate. Can you tell us what is a wellness plan and how popular are these?
First of all, Laura, thanks for being here. I appreciate this. The first thing I think about in wellness programs, they're very popular right now, and they've been popular for the last 2 years especially. They've just been growing like wildfire. I talk to brokers a lot in insurance companies, and they say people are asking for wellness all the time. The second issue around wellness programs, most of them now are single silo programs. So they may have a wellness exercise program, a wellness program in general, our weight loss program, so they're single siloed focus on employees.
What is the Health Management Research Center philosophy on wellness plans, and how did you work with this particular company?
I think in your introduction, you actually gave our philosophy. Our philosophy is that everybody needs to get involved. The healthy people, the well people, the ones that don't use health insurance, as well as the sick and high-risk people, which are where the most of the attention is now. And that's where we differ greatly with current wellness programs. In terms of Allegiant Health System, I went over there and I talked with their board and many of the community leaders. My talk was a healthy village. That sort of gave them the idea that everybody needs to be involved. You need to use all your resources. So that's where they got started, and they've continued on that path all these several years.
Wellness plans are often called ineffective. Is this criticism deserved, and why or why not?
Well, I think it is deserved, actually. That's why I wrote the book, Zero Trends, Health as an Economic Strategy. I find that many times they are overpromising their programs, but that's not uncommon in health. I think medicine overpromises what they can do. I think the Genome Project certainly overpromised, not from a science point of view, but from a health point of view. Genetic engineering is overpromising right now. Disease management is overpromising. Benefit plans, the value-based benefit plans are overpromising. Wellness programs are overpromising. So we all overpromise because we're so enthusiastic about our solution. And most overpromise because they're focused on defects. You wait for your disease, you wait for high risk. Anyone knows if you only solve defects, you'll never solve a fundamental problem. So as Einstein said, if you're doing something for all these years and you're getting unsatisfactory results, it's time for a new approach. And that's what we do. We help companies get high-performing people and high-performing workplaces, because then we talk about what's the vision of the CEO and what's the environment and the culture like. And that's going to be the secret, I think.
Why would a company want to try a wellness plan?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think that's a really critical question. Most companies, I think, are trying wellness programs not because they think wellness is so great, but they're so frustrated with the health system and the way costs are increasing. And not only healthcare costs, but it's performance costs, absent costs, disability, workers' comp, they're all going up. The second thing is that I think they feel it's the right thing to do. It's just the right thing to do, have healthy and high-performing people. And my message to companies is I don't think any company is going to be successful going forward without healthy and high-performing people, because it's a worldwide competition now. So if you don't do it, somebody else in the world is going to do it. So I think they have no choice. But how do you facilitate your organization to be a healthy workplace, a best place to work, and have a healthy workforce?
Thank you. At the center, Eddington and researchers study how employers can create a healthy and high-performing workplace and workforce. Eddington has appointments in kinesiology and the School of Public Health. He's an expert in studying health risk factors that lead to high energy and vitality, as well as on the other end of the health continuum, high stress and disease. He and the center's staff also interact with companies on how to implement health management strategies that lead to healthy and high-performing organizations.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.